This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
On the show, we are having a very critical conversation, a conversation that I think we should have more often. We are talking about how crazy natural disasters can be to individuals, to businesses, to economies. I mean, the trail of destruction goes far beyond the property damage. It leaves the affected areas to face terrible financial consequences. And one of them is not having insurance on properties. And what does it really take before you can be insured in some particular areas? I mean, I did mention earlier on that I've heard that, you know, there are some challenges where there are individuals or people that will come and say, look, I would like to assist you, but you live in an area where there's no title deed. You have only a PTO, and that allows you to only occupy. It's not even a sectional title, amongst other things. But also, I mean, government also responded to the problems that we are facing in the province, Minister of Human Settlements. So they dispatched the emergency housing unit, which will obviously, assist the affected areas, which are in Limpopo and Mpumalanga. And there was an assessment done that showed that 1,942 houses in Limpopo were affected by all of these. And we have invited an expert whom we are going to link up with in a moment, Mr. Chriswell Baloyi, who is a financial planner, insurance broker, will and trust expert, to really look deep into this situation. With floods damaging thousands of homes, I mean, I mentioned 1,942 homes. Have you considered house and home contents insurance? Are you going to look at things differently? I mean, some of us, might have been blessed enough to build homes for our families, and here we are right now affected by the floods, and we're going to have to start from scratch. So is that something that you have thought about, to speak to a broker or call different insurance companies and ask them, are you able to cover me regardless of which area am I based, and insuring some of the contents that you have in your home as well? Are you insured, or do you think house and home contents insurance is a luxury? You know, there might be people that think that thing is a luxury. Even when we open cases, we just open cases for formality. It's not because we hope that our things will be found or we'll claim from the insurance. Mr. Chriswell Baloyi, like I said, is a financial planner, insurance broker, will and trust expert, joining us on the line. Aye, Kalanga.
Aye. Hey, DJ Complexion. You forgive me, Jan.
Thank you very much for making time to join us, my good sir. Maybe without wasting time, let's look at...
to your listeners as well.
Absolutely. Let's first try to establish whether a standard house insurance automatically covers natural disasters, or is that something that is in fine print, that if this is a service that you would like to get, you must do an additional cover for?
Thank you very much. Let's take it from your statement. You said automatically. This cover is not automatic. Given the fact that you have a short-term insurance policy, does not mean that you automatically have a cover for floods and natural disasters. They are additional benefits. So you can have your cover, maybe it is only covering for fire. And we are not struggling from fire issues this season. We are struggling from natural disaster that bring about water, which is rain. So it is not automatic that as long as I have a short-term insurance, I'm automatically covered for hail damage. So when you do your short-term insurance, it is important that you try and make sure that you understand what are the things covered. Because if we are looking at the home insurance, which is the insurance for the building, it is a different thing from cover for your home content, which is your TV and your bed and your fridge and all the things that are inside the house. So the things that are inside the house, it's a different thing from the house itself.
Exactly. I don't know if the example I used earlier on is far-fetched, but maybe you can put us at ease. I used the example of how there are some institutions that would refuse to bond people because they live in areas where they don't have the title deeds. What is the approach generally when it comes to insurance companies on, you know, providing cover for people in remote areas? We are in Phalaborwa today, and a lot of remote areas were affected by the floods this site.
Thank you. Insurers, of course, there will be things that will, there's always terms and conditions. I think we are familiar with this phrase. Terms and conditions apply. But when we apply those terms and conditions, we must determine, Corey, where am I based? Am I based in Bendo? Am I based in Giani in Section E? Or am I based in Sishiho? All of that comes into play. It is important that we properly address the area of residence, because the area of residence, it is what will determine your coverage, whether you are covered or not. Everything has got those terms. Now, when it comes to the rural villages, we do have insurance companies. We call them insurers. We do have insurers that are free to cover properties that are in the rural villages, provided they meet the expectations. And what are usually the expectations? Everything must be proper. The house must have a plan, those kind of things. You may not necessarily have to have a title deed. I think that is where you were coming. It is not a must to have a title deed, but it is always a must to make sure that when you have built your house, wherever it is built, there is a plan, and the plan is approved. Approved by who? In every area that we live, there's always a municipality that is involved in that area, or that is a ruling or governing that area. So our plans need to be supplied to the municipality. But without the plans on its own, we must also understand that it is a question of, did I have a house which met the standards? That is why the municipality, because the municipality is the one that certified that, to say, DJ Complexion's house meets the standard. Correct. It is about meeting the standard, because there will be houses that are badly built and they get damaged by the rain as we have now.
Yes.
But only to find that the damage is not caused by the rain, but the damage was caused by the construction. How the house was built, had it been built Absolutely. In a better standard, it would not have suffered this.
Yeah.
So there are two things in this question, my dear brother. It is that, is it reasonable that the damage you are talking about, it is solely because of the rain and the heavy rains, how it came, or it is because your construction was not up to standard?
Because I went to go get Mr. Mchechane, who has years and years of experience of building properties in the villages, and I know that is not going to disappoint me. But Kalanga, thank you so much. Because of time, we'll leave our conversation here for today. We really appreciate you making time to chat to us, my good sir. That is Mr. Chriswell Baloyi, who is a financial planner, insurance broker, will and trust expert. And I think we picked up some very key points from this conversation. It's very important that you go ahead and find out whether you do meet the requirements that are set by different insurances, and the area most importantly, so we can see whether you do qualify for a cover or not. But definitely a conversation not to leave lying down. Continue having this conversation with your folks back at home.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.